The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota visits Nebraska on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
I'm going to go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you?
Coach, I'm fine, and I wanted to specifically ask you this question. It's a little bit touchy. I witnessed your game with Ohio State and saw your defender that was ejected for targeting. He's going to make a tackle about thigh level, and the quarterback decides to slide. Does the NCAA need to start looking at time and distance with this? Because your defender didn't have a chance of changing his angle when he changed his.
Well, the one thing you always look at as a head coach is the hit malicious or not. From our standard, that's the only thing I can control. That's the only thing I'm technically worried about in terms of is that malicious or not. And I don't think there was any malicious intent to hurt anybody, but you are correct in terms of when the slide happens, how far that moves up. But again, when helmet touches another helmet, it doesn't matter if it's a violent hit or not. When there's a helmet touching another helmet, the officials are always going to err on the side of protecting the player, which I support 100%. Coney, who actually was the player who had that happen, understood it. I'm proud of him the way he handled it. And it's just one of those unfortunate things. But it's the rule is there to protect the players more than it is to sit there and say, okay, now we have to be able to say, okay, time plus distance equals this. I think there's still a human element to all this that the officials have to be able to make, see, call on the run, full speed, live play. I think that's very difficult to do. They've got to make a judgment call. And I know they are told to err on the side of keeping the players safe. So I had no problem with it. I mean, I never argued it with our officials. I was right there in front of the play. I saw it, and that's where we are in 2018.
Coach, a real quick follow-up to that. I saw you spent a lot of time with him on the sideline after. Was it just a coachable moment?
Absolutely. You know, we're educators and teachers. You know, I taught sixth grade social studies prior to being an NFL football player, you know, and – you have every moment to coach and teach a player, not only just what he did, but how to react to it, how to handle it as he walks off the field, knowing that he'll be back next week, knowing that, listen, I know it wasn't malicious, but this is part of the rules, and you're going to have to be able to understand that if a quarterback starts to slide, you're just going to have to jump over him. You know, the days of being able to at least hit him or touch him, those are almost going out the window because it's so hard to be able to know where that contact zone is as a quarterback slides. Some quarterbacks slide better than others. Some don't slide better than others. So, again, it's one of those things that it was a teachable moment. He handled it very, very well. He understood it, and I thought he handled it in a first-class fashion.
From one social studies teacher to another social studies teacher, good luck this weekend, Coach.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Paul Banks, the Sports Bank.
Hey, Coach. How's it going?
It's going elite. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing elite myself. I've got a kind of a lighthearted midseason survey kind of feature here. I wanted to get your thoughts on the trend in college football of these turnover props, like Miami, the turnover chain, Florida State's got a turnover bag. Your thoughts on that in general, and if your kid came up with something like that, what would your reaction be, you think?
Well, you know, it's definitely a turning kind of football. It definitely is. And, you know, one thing that we are as educators is you're always teaching lifetime lessons in a very cultural way. Some teams use that in a takeaway or a turnover type manner to truly teach the importance of getting the takeaways and turnovers. Our team has approached me. You know, they have some ideas they've brought me. I've just told them, I said, if we're going to do anything, guys, it's going to be as a team. So it's going to be as a defensive unit. So I know they're milling around of what they can come up with. They're very creative. We talk about the ball is the program. We've said that ever since I was back at Western Michigan University, because it is. You know, if you win the turnover battle, you're going to win 78% of the time of that game and 78% of your games. So it's a very, very important statistic that's in college football, that's in the National Football League. Our players have brought it to me. I've just told them, if we're going to do something like that, we're not going to do it as individuals. We're going to find a way to do it as a unit, as a team, because it takes all 11 to get that takeaway. It takes all 11 to be able to do that.
Is there any clues you can give us as to what the object might be? Or
I'll just say this. They need to be very creative, and they are being very creative.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Terry Hutchins, CNHI Sports.
Morning, Coach. I was just curious, with the new redshirt rule in place, and as we're getting to the second half of the season and maybe some decisions to make, and I'm just curious how you've embraced that new rule and kind of what you think of it.
Well, first of all, we've had to embrace the rule. You know, we're the youngest team in America. You know, we've got seven freshmen starting on offense. And with the true freshmen, we're going to play a lot more true freshmen, redshirt freshmen on defense even this week. I think we're going to be playing or starting a total of close to 12 to 13 freshmen, true freshmen or redshirt freshmen of some kind across the board. And that's a position we are in as a program. That's how I know how to rebuild the program, is we're going to do it through the high school route, develop them, fill a hole or two, maybe with a junior college transfer per year, maybe. But really almost start over and build it. So for us, it's been a wonderful new rule because we get to take advantage of it. We're getting towards the end of, you know, the second half of the season where I'm going to be able to play a lot more freshmen that maybe they're ready, maybe they're not, but we're going to have to use them in a role. We only have seven scholarship seniors. So for us to be able to look at that and say, we're not going to use our freshmen, we'd be crazy to say that because we need them. Like, we need them just to be able to provide depth and actually have players on the field. Some people have a luxury of maybe just playing them a few snaps, getting them experience. Ours really isn't about getting them experience. It's about, okay, they've got to not only play four games, but they have to play four games and maybe start for those four games or play those four games and play significant time. And then we also have a lot more guys that I would have loved to redshirt. But you know as well as I do in college football, it's not like you have 15 years to turn around a program. So you've got to be able to break that redshirt like we have on a ton of our true freshmen just to get them on the field. So the rule has been great for us. You know, it's the perfect time for us, whether it was this year or next year, to be able to come into play. But I think it's very, very healthy for college football. I think it benefits both parties. It benefits the coaching staff. It benefits the players. It benefits everybody because now you got a chance to be able to gain that experience and still come back and play. Or if you do play as a freshman and you do happen to get hurt, you can still be redshirted throughout the course of your time and not lose that year.
Thanks, Coach.
My pleasure.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. You have a follow-up from Paul Banks, the Sports Bank.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. My phone went off. It just died there. But anyway, I just wanted my quick follow-up was your ideas on the turnover prop or the ideas that the players have is – can you give us any clues as to what that might be, or are we just going to have to wait until the team agrees on it and it all comes out?
Probably just going to have to wait because your guess is as good as mine. I just know it's got to be collective as a team. They've got to do it as a unit, and they are very creative. You know, we're focusing. I've told them, too. I said, we need to focus on doing our jobs, being in the right places, winning football games, developing and growing our young football team every single day. And, again, if we're going to do anything, we're doing it as a team. I understand that if they want to do something, I always evaluate that. How important is that? Is that going to make a difference? How big of a difference is that going to be? And how does that affect our football team? Just like any decision you make as a head coach. So those are something that, you know, they'll come up with. They've been thinking about it, but I don't think that's the necessary number one thing on our bucket list right now.
All right. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for the question.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Roseboat, Sky Mile, go Gophers. Thank you.